I'd never rode a horse before.
Uh-huh. And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say...
If you couldn't stay on him...
You'd say, I fell...
I fell off of him. Or he throwed me.
Uh-huh. Say, a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You'd say, I guess I must have...
Fell off.
And... The things that you put on the horse's feet.
The horse's feet?
Uh-huh.
The shoe.
Okay. Did you ever see a game played with those?
Huh?
A game played with those.
No, I haven't. All I've ever had say people put them up over the door for good luck.
Put the...
Horseshoe.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
The hoof, like.
Uh-huh.
They nail them, now you see.
Nail them to the...
The hoof, kind.
Uh-huh. And all a horse has four. Talking about the hoof, you're saying all a horse has four?
Four? Yeah, four of them, you know.
Four what?
Feet.
Or talking about the hoof, he's got four?
Hoofs? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know what's happening. Yeah, four hoofs. Of course he has. Yeah.
And say if, what you get the bacon from, that's the...
Hog.
And when they're first born, you don't call them hogs, you call them...
Swines.
Uh-huh. When they're first born?
Pigs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about when they get a little older?
Hogs.
Or if they're just half...
Shoats.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, that's what they call it then.
And if they're female?
Sow.
And if they've never had pigs?
A gilt.
And if they're male?
Boy. Then that ain't very nice neither.
Uh-huh. That's a nice way of saying that.
Huh?
Is there a nice way of saying boar?
Well, that's all I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. You never heard male hog or...
Oh, yeah, now male, oh, you could say that now. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound so bad.
No, that don't sound so bad.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar? What would you say you were going to do to him?
They castrate him.
Any
they cut him. They
huh?
cut him.
Uh-huh. And then he'd be called a...
The... A bar.
Uh-huh. Does that word sound bad?
Yeah, that sounds better, the bar.
Uh-huh. What about the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Bristle and tushes.
Uh-huh. And once you put the food in for the hogs, those would be called the...
I didn't quite understand.
What you put the food in.
The food?
Uh-huh.
In the slop. In the food. You put the food in the trough for them to eat.
Uh-huh. And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four...
Pigs. Hogs.
Or for the... Talking about the trough.
Oh.
Three or four.
Oh, three or four troughs?
Uh-huh. And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Growing up wild?
You ever see those skinny hogs with a long snout that lives in the woods?
Old razorbacks.
Uh-huh.
You ask good and eat if he's not wild, the razorback?
Uh-huh.
Sweetest meat pork you can eat. Absolutely is.
Uh-huh. I never tried
those. And they are. You can take them and you can fatten the old razorback and mm-hmm. you got good meat.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't coarse like a lot of other fine-breeded hogs. Mm-hmm. It's just good meat. Well, now I won't ask you nothing. Now, do you know the difference in the meat of a chicken, the big fine breed, and the little breed?
The bantam or something?
The game chicken and say the big Rhode Island red or something like that.
I never tried the game chicken. Does that taste any different?
The little game, you know, the little meat, it's sweeter meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Hmm.
It's better than the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it ain't coarse.
It doesn't have a sort of wild flavor to it?
No, it don't. That you can take any kind of hog if it goes wild. Mm-hmm. The meat ain't as good.